Hey, Daddy. It's been a while since I have left you a message, but as you know, I just got my voice back. It's still a little huskier than normal because of, well, you know, allergy season. You gotta love it, right? But I saw the task that you left me this morning because I know you're traveling, and you asked me to do an audio that you can listen to while you're traveling. So I guess whether that be in an airplane or on a train or I don't even know, maybe the bus, but the bus is not really private, is it? That could be something, right? Or even like, you know, an Uber or something. But something to get you hot while you're in transit. And I think the question you asked me was most interesting, which was, if I was there with you, what would I do to you? Oh, I have so many ideas. But let's see. Okay, so you also said that you weren't going to listen to it until you actually got on the plane. So it's like you were kind of, or on the train or whatever, because you wanted to be kind of like stuck in the seat, hearing all of these kind of dirty things that I whisper to you. So hopefully you didn't hit play until you were safely buckled in. I think I can put a like a silly joke here and say something like, oh, you better buckle up for this one. Okay, I'm a dork. I'll admit it. Oh my goodness. So anyway, what would I do to you? Just to tease you as I was sitting next to you in transit. So I think the first thing I would do, you know, really depending upon the time of day, and if we were kind of private, so let's just pretend we're kind of private, either on a plane or on a train. I'm not quite sure how we would do this on a bus. I would have to think about it. Maybe that could be the next message. I left you or leave you. But let's see. So if we were on the plane, I think I would start by just gently placing my hand on your thigh. And I would kind of mind my own business. Maybe flipping through an audiobook or listening to an audiobook or like flipping through a real book. But just put my hand there just to see if you would notice it. Because I know sometimes you like to make yourself busy with like either listening to your podcasts or reading something. So we're watching a movie, but like, I wonder how long it would take you to notice that my hand is on your thigh. And I think I would get, you know, if it takes a little bit of time, I would get a little adventurous and kind of move my hand maybe an inch or so up your thigh just to see how long it takes you to grab my hand. And either put it back further down, or if you were feeling adventurous, slide it up a little bit more. And then I think as you get comfortable in the seat, I might slip my hand just a little bit between your legs. Again, all very proper if anybody looks at us. But then just lightly run my nails up the inside of your thigh. I might glance over and notice that you're starting to get a little hard as I just run my nails up and down your thigh. And I might, I don't know, take all pretense of reading away and put my book away and maybe scooch a little bit over so that I'm resting my head on your shoulder. And maybe you can put your arm around me so that my head falls a little bit closer to your chest. And maybe you can pretend to keep doing what you're doing but I think I might just continue to watch my own hand slide my nails up and down your thigh. And then if I'm really adventurous, I might reach over and squeeze your other thigh. Kind of do the same thing, you know? Just to see if you're paying attention. And then I might, if we're on an airplane, turn the travel light on or press the button to call the steward and ask for a blanket. Because, of course, you know, we do have to maintain some privacy. I wouldn't want to get arrested. That's not the reason why we do these things, Daddy. I don't want to spend the night in jail, but I think it would be great if we got that blanket and I can just easily slide it across both of our laps and no one will see you or me having some fun. And then maybe you will do the same to me. Maybe I can just unbuckle your belt and undo the top button of your pants and slide the zipper down just a little bit so I can slide my hand down there. I mean, of course, if anybody looks over, they'll just see me resting on your shoulder, maybe your arm around me as we seem to just rest on each other, but no one will know that my hand is in your pants and I'm reaching inside of your underwear just to firmly grasp your cock, Daddy. How would that feel? Would that feel good? Just to have my hand gently around that hard cock of yours as I just squeeze it. There really isn't much room inside of your pants for me to actually jerk you off. But I can just squeeze and maybe slide my thumb right around the tip just to see how much pre-cum I can collect. And Daddy, you know I like to taste things. So maybe if I do guess just get a little bit on my thumb, I might have to bring it up to my mouth just for a little taste. That would be so naughty of me, Daddy. To be sitting there so proper with my thumb in my mouth, just getting all of that tasty pre-cum. You know, I'm always hungry for more, Daddy. So I'm definitely gonna slide my hand right back in there to see what else I can get. And then maybe, Daddy, you know, because turnabout is fair play, you take your arm from around me and you put your hand on my thigh, too. That would be amazing, Daddy, if we could touch each other privately and nobody else knows. Wouldn't that be amazing? Oh, I need to turn over, Daddy. I'm just imagining that so much that I think I need to slide my hand in my own panties and imagine how you'd be touching me. Oh my. So as I continue, just to gently squeeze and maybe work your cock the best I can in your pants, and maybe I would help you like shift your pants a little bit so that I can maybe pull you out and a little bit free from the blanket and from your pants. so that I have more room to move my hand up and down that hard, dripping cock of yours. But then if you slide your hand over, just put it on my thigh. So I think maybe you would be by the window, and then we have to be careful because I have the ability to be more exposed to everybody than you do. But maybe you would put your hand on my thigh and start squeezing it, and just very lightly scratching the inside of it. And maybe I make it really, really easy on you, Daddy, and I just have on a little dress with just a simple pair of panties underneath, little cotton ones, because, you know, I want to be comfortable for our travel. Hopefully, though, I won't get all of my juices all over the leather seat. We might have to be careful, Daddy, that when we stand up, that I don't have a little puddle that I've been sitting in. Luckily, my dress is black, so we won't see any of the wetness through. And I can easily slip, you know, my sweater around my waist or something if we need to. So we'll worry about that later. But now you have full access to me. And I can imagine, Daddy, that you would slide my panties over and just kind of mold your hand to my pussy. Is my little kitty getting wet, Daddy? Now I can tell you now, as I'm telling you this, my little kitty is very wet. Maybe I'll just sneak another swirl around the tip of your cock, just so I can have another taste. And Daddy, maybe as you open me up a little bit with your fingers, and I'll make sure to spread my thighs wide as I can in that seat, Daddy, then maybe you dip your fingers in. And you steal a little taste, too. How naughty would we be, Daddy, just sitting there looking like we're just a couple relaxing next to each other. Just with a nice little warm blanket with both of our hands in our own mouths, licking each other's juices off. Now that is very naughty. But you know what, Daddy? I'm always a good girl for you. So I'm happy to be naughty for you, Daddy. Because I know you like it. And I would imagine, Daddy, that you, because you always like me to come in public, but make me hold the moan. And then maybe you would lean over and start whispering very naughty things in my ear, Daddy. Maybe telling me that I can't moan or make any faces, and that I have to be very, very quiet. And I can't move my hips. I just have to stay very, very still as you work my clit. And Daddy, you know I love to try for you. You know I love to make you happy. So I will hold still as best I can and just try to keep a pleasant expression on my face. I might have to bite my bottom lip, Daddy, because when you take your finger and work my clit, it's hard for me to hold still, Daddy. And I would do my best to not get lost in my own experience and remember you, and that my daddy needs his cock stroked. And maybe if I'm feeling extra adventurous, I might lean over daddy and say to you, well, if I have to be pleasant and good and not show any signs of arousal, you have to do the same. And I can imagine, daddy, that you would just give me a look because you are much better at being stoic than I am. But I think that would be a fun challenge that we can give each other. And it would be amazing, daddy, just to sit there and be a good, special girl for you as you worked my clip. And nobody knows. Hopefully, the scent of my arousal doesn't alert anybody, but we are under the blanket. So it is the best way. And then I also know that I have to hold that orgasm until I have your permission to come. Because I always need my daddy's permission to come. And as you work my clit, and maybe you take my one thigh and you drape it over your leg so I'm a little bit more open for you. And then you slide your finger down and slip it inside of me. Oh, daddy. I am such a naughty girl. I'm on a plane with your fingers inside of me. And anybody can look over and see. You can tell my face is not being able to hold this. So maybe you reach over and you hand me my book again and be like, focus here, baby. You expect me to read, daddy, while your finger is inside of me and your other hand rubs, the rest of your hand rubs against my clit. Oh, daddy, you set an amazing challenge. Maybe I start to tease you faster and rub and grip that cock. And maybe I need a little bit more lube, daddy. So maybe I take my hand away from your cock and I reach my own hand down to my pussy. Because I am very, very drenched, daddy. And I kind of shift your hand out of the way so that I can rub it through my juices and then wrap it back around your cock. I like having my scent on you, daddy. It's so good when you smell like me. And I know you love it when I smell like you. Daddy, I'm getting so wet right now thinking about this. And I am rubbing my clit. So I'm imagining all of that. But I don't know if we should come. Should we come? Do you want to step out of the aisle and go into the bathroom as you're listening to this? So you can finish too. Or should we just edge, daddy? What do you think? I want to come. I always want to come. You know I have a hard time keeping my hands out of my own panties. And I would love to imagine that you are so hard right now that you have to step into the bathroom and quickly finish the job that I started. I love getting you aroused, daddy. It's so fun. It's so naughty. need to know that I can do that to you. That just listening to me gets that dick of yours so fucking hard. I think I just made a decision, Daddy. I think we should come. Or at least I'm gonna come. And you can do what you want. Because you're Daddy. And you get to do what you want. So maybe if I go back to our little fantasy, maybe you decide that I have to come right there in my seat, surrounded by all these people. And maybe I have to show them how good of a girl I am. Oh, Daddy. But I have to be quiet, right? That's part of the plan. So I think it would be so fun if maybe when I started to come, you kissed me so I wouldn't make a sound. Maybe we turn out the light so nobody can see. I don't want a spotlight on me, Daddy. And maybe you turn me a little bit so I'm facing you so they don't see my face. And I'll try so hard, Daddy, to stay still. I promise. But, oh, God. Just the thought of this, Daddy, is getting me so wet. I'm so soaked right now. It's not even funny. Oh, my gosh. I really hope, if you're listening to this, that you are loving this as much as I am. Oh, God, I wish this was an overnight flight, Daddy, because I think I would definitely give you a blowjob if everybody else was kind of, like, sleeping around us. My mouth would be right on your cock under that blanket. Oh, God. Would you like your dick sucked at such a high altitude? I'm sure the experience would be extra heady. I'm just working my clit for you, Daddy. Just like you want me to. And I think, Daddy, if you really want to be bad and go take care of this, I think that would be amazing. But you know what? You're Daddy, so you get to decide. God, I slid my finger down into my little hole. My kitty is so fucking wet right now. Oh, gosh, and I'm just kind of edging myself. Because I want to make sure that I'm edging while you're edging. Oh, God. But I think I'm getting closer to coming. Oh, I wonder how many peaks I'll hit this time, Daddy, as I come. Because I am really, really aroused by this idea. Oh, I love doing this to you, Daddy. And I love doing this for you. I love making you feel good. Oh, God. Oh, I'm getting closer and closer, Daddy. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, yes. I'm moving so fast in my little clit. Fuck, Daddy. I'm gonna come for you. Oh, God. My thigh is cramping. I have to kick off these blankets. Oh my God. Okay. Here we go. Back to my clit. Oh, Daddy, I'm close. I'm so fucking close, Daddy. Oh God, I want to be so good for you, Daddy. Come. I'm such a good girl for my Daddy. Oh, oh God, yeah. Oh, my clit is so fucking hard right now. I have my legs spread wide open in the air. I'm flat on my back. My fingers working my clit. Oh, God, Daddy. Are you working that cock for me? Did you step into the bathroom? Are you gonna come with me? Are you? Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm squirting little juices out of me. But I haven't hit that peak yet. Oh, daddy. Just like I would if I was there, Daddy. Hopefully you enjoy this. Because I like arousing you, Daddy. And making you come too. I hope you have a safe flight. Talk to you later, Daddy.